The next patient is Pearly Harrison. The last name is H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old African-American female that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that has been out of control. The patient has as comorbidities arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity. Period. The patient has developed significant proteinuria that is most likely associated to diabetic nephropathy. The patient had a stroke, was admitted to the hospital, and she has dysarthria, period. She is wheelchair-bound. The recent laboratory workup that was done in September 14 of 2023, the serum creatinine is 4, the BUN is 76, the fasting blood sugar is 204, the serum sodium is 139, potassium is 4.7, chloride is 97, and iron gap is 13. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is elevated. The blood sugar has been oscillated between 250 and 320. The patient is CKD stage 5. There is no evidence of metabolic acidosis, hyperkalemia, or fluid overload, any parameters to start dialysis. For the time being, we're going to readjust the medication. Since the patient has pre-renal azotemia, we are going to continue with the fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and we're going to decrease the administration of diuretics to furosemide 40 milligrams daily. Following over diabetes mellitus, the patient remains with blood sugar out of control. We are going to give Basaglar, B-A-S-A-G-L-A-R, 20 units in the morning, and we are going to start a 10 units in the afternoon, and we continue with the sliding scale. Following number, morbid obesity. Following number, the patient has anemia related to CKD. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup in order to be able to make the determination regarding renal replacement therapy. When indicated, I spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 30 minutes with the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.